In the next article, the author describes a non-surgical method for treating palatally impacted maxillary canines. Let me ask you a question. Do palatally impacted canines always require surgical uncovering? In my orthodontic practice, the answer to that question would be yes. If left untreated, palatal impactions don't typically self-correct. But would a palatally impacted canine erupt if extra space could be created in the dental arch? That possibility was addressed in a study that was published in the November 2002 issue of the Australian Orthodontic Journal. The title of the article is Orthodontic Treatment of Palatally Impacted Maxillary Canines. This article is authored by Richard Olive from Brisbane, Australia. The purpose of his study was to retrospectively evaluate a series of individuals in whom space was opened in the dental arch in patients with palatally impacted canines. In these cases, an attempt was made to determine the frequency with which these teeth would erupt spontaneously into the arch after space was created. The sample consisted of 28 children who were treated consecutively by the author. They ranged in age from 11 to 16 years. Now, in these children, there were 32 palatally impacted canines. Initially, primary canines were extracted as early as possible when the author recognized that the canines were displaced in the palate. Then, in all cases, orthodontic appliances were placed on the maxillary incisors and molars. A stopped round arch wire was used to create extra space in each of the dental arches for the impacted tooth. In many cases, the author states that the space created in the arch was about 1 centimeter more than the width of an impacted tooth. In these situations, the maxillary incisors were proclined and displaced up to 3 millimeters across the midline. In other words, the author created excess space for the interrupted canine. His question was, in what percentage of cases does the permanent canine spontaneously erupt without surgical uncovering? And in what percentage of cases does at least the tooth position improve? After retrospectively evaluating the sample, the author found that 75% of the previously impacted canines emerged following orthodontic space opening in the dental arch. You heard me correctly. None of these 75% had surgery to uncover the canine. They merely erupted on their own after extra space was created. In 25% of the cases, surgical uncovering was necessary. In addition, the author found that over 90% of the palatally impacted canines at least showed improvement in their position with creation of space in the dental arch. So in this study, the author has shown that simply creating space for a palatally impacted tooth can stimulate the permanent canine to erupt into its proper position within the dental arch. This would then eliminate the need for a surgical procedure. Now, I'd like to make a couple of comments regarding the severity of the impaction relative to the root of the lateral incisor in this study. In most of the cases that were successful in this paper, the crown of the palatally impacted canine was not located any more mesial than the mesial contour of the lateral incisor root. If the palatally impacted canine were positioned past the mesial outline of the lateral incisor root, then the chance of success from merely opening space was not as good. So, in patients who have palatally impacted canines, and you're planning an early phase of orthodontic treatment anyway, and the impaction is not that severe, you might consider this approach of opening extra space to allow the palatally impacted canine to self-correct. If you'd like to see the photographs and read the data of this study for yourself, you'll find it in the November 2002 issue of the Australian Orthodontic Journal.